Like many other African Americans growing up around the time of the Great Depression, Bridgewater was exposed to discrimination that threatened to rob her of her sense of self. It wasn't until many years later when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. preached to the world that blacks had the same rights and privileges as whites that Bridgewater began to look at herself in a different light. From King's teachings, she learned to see herself as an individual, not just a member of the black community.
I always say that I felt like I had the weight of every black person in the world on my back. Anytime I'd read something in the paper that some black person had done, I'd feel like I took it on myself. And so with that, with this new determination, it sort of felt like I had raised up and let people fall off my back. After all, everything wasn't my fault. I didn't have to take the fault, the blame for everything that black people had done. It became easier. For instance, one of the to me, it was a lot of different freedoms that I received at along the way. One of them was my hair, and that may sound strange to you, but we were straightening our hair, and the idea that we could wear our hair just like it was a freedom. I remember when it first happened, I went to get my hair washed and straightened, and when I got to the place where I was, the beauty shop, I remembered that it was the wrong date. I had already washed my hair, and it was the wrong day. It was to come the next week. So that right then I decided, okay, I'm going to wear an afro from now on. So that's the way I got started with one. So that, and that, it seems small, I suppose, but to me it was, no longer did I have to try to straighten my hair to look like somebody else's. I could just be myself.
Bridgewater also found freedom and individuality in swimming, but not right away. When she first wanted to learn how to swim in high school, teachers told her that she was not allowed in the pool.
I wanted to swim. There weren't too many of us who were interested. Of course, since then, when I came to the university, I was able to, we had to swim. We had to swim at least one lap in order to get a grade. And then when I retired from the city, I joined the Y, and I've been swimming ever since.
The feelings of achievement Bridgewater gets from swimming, she says it has become an important part of her life.
I guess because it's an accomplishment after being told I couldn't swim in high school, and then to go ahead and do it finally, I guess it's just a personal feeling of accomplishment, because I set several goals along the way. When I first started, I'd swim one lap and stop, and then I decided, well, I put five together and so on. So it's just a feeling of having accomplished something.
Swimming remains significant in Bridgewater's life, and her most recent goal is to swim a mile on her 90th birthday next year. This is Colette DeYoung.